how should you as a leader shift your leadership approach to match more what your team members need? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we look at the topic of situational leadership. Now, you've probably experienced during your career a manager who either threw you into the deep end and didn't provide enough specific guidance to you when you were new at a job task, and you've probably had the opposite happen, where one of your bosses micromanaged you and still told you what to do even though you were competent and could have done it on your own. That's what we're talking about when we talk about situational leadership. The answer, of course, in terms of what approach to take depends on the team member's proficiency in doing the task. Even a seasoned team member who is new to a task will require a little bit more guidance and direction from you as the leader. But as they become more competent and more confident, you're going to need to dial back your approach, first becoming more of a coach and then answering questions that they may have, and then eventually just letting go of the task and letting them do it on their own. When you can better match your approach to the competence and confidence level of the team member, they'll find it more engaging, and you'll be able to free up your time to spend it where you should spend it, on the employees who need more direction from you to be competent. Once you've mastered the art of situational leadership, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership skills, and of course, that's where we come in. We offer a series of courses both virtually and in person, and we have a number of resources on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. You can also connect and join with other like-minded leaders in one of our many social media platforms that we're active in. No matter what you need, we're here to help you become the best leader that you can be.